This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docter and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
All right, ready to roll here on a Saturday morning. Thanks to our friends at Insperity. Visit Insperity.com for a powerful HR solution with exceptional follow-through. Always inspiring to see how Insperity is really bettering businesses so communities and your area can prosper around you. You've got some DP World Tour action going on in the Swiss Alps. You have the Walker Cup at Cypress Point and the Ladies Aramco Houston event at Golf Crest next week. And then in less than a month, you have the Ryder Cup at Bethpage Black, coming off a historic PGA Tour season. Charlie, great to be with you this morning.
Thank you, Will. How is New York?
It's doing well, yeah. I'm up here for the third round of the U.S. Open, watching a little tennis. Going to watch some tennis tonight. There at Louis Armstrong. The match I'm seeing tonight, it's not Paul and Bublik. It is Zverev and Auger Alamisme. So the German versus the Canadian. It should be a good match. The U.S. Open has been good so far with the tennis, Charlie. You did have American Ben Shelton go down with injury. Tiafoe, the other American, lost. There's only one American left in Taylor Fritz. And, Charlie, as you know, in tennis, an American has not won a major championship since 2002. I mean, how about that? That's a long time.
That's unbelievable. And I miss Jimmy Connors and those guys. They had the personalities, and they'd go crazy every now and then. But anyways, but it's also Ryder Cup month. Every 2 years, we have a competition at match play between the United States, Great Britain, and Ireland, and the rest of Europe. It's become a Super Bowl of sport. Everybody in sport knows about the Ryder Cup, and the football players, the baseball players, even Kelsey, who's just getting engaged to somebody named Swift.
How about that, Charlie? How about that? Did you watch the Nebraska-Cincinnati college football game there at Arrowhead?
Yeah, I caught a little of that.
Yeah, that was okay. The Nebraska's QB, you know, he kind of looks a little bit like Mahomes. But, yeah, we saw earlier this week Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift engaged. So we'll see.
That's it.
Now, Charlie, talking about the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
You know, what a month here in New York. I mean, you go from the U.S. Open, you know, to the Ryder Cup at Bethpage. You were at the U.S. Open in 2009 when Lucas Glover, you know, won. This course, I mean, what do fans have to look forward to in the Black Horse at Bethpage?
Yes, it is. It's a marvelous golf course. It's a daily fee golf course that anybody can play if they want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and get a tee time. But yes, it's all the golf course that you want, and I think it's going to be a great competition between the two teams. But and I'm going to go out on a limb. I think America has too much firepower for them, and we're going to put them in their place finally after many years.
We heard from Jim Nantz earlier this week, Charlie.
Yes.
You and me were interviewing Jim Nantz, and our listeners will hear that at the 32-minute mark. But, you know, he went out on a limb to say that he thinks Keegan Bradley is not only going to do a great job this time around at Bethpage, but he's going to do so well that he's going to earn himself another year of captaining for the Americans. And, you know, what were your thoughts on that take, and do you like Bradley as much as Jim does?
I do. I think Bradley has shown a lot of internal fortitude over the last year with the temptations of being a Ryder Cup captain and a member of the team. But common sense and all he wants to do is win, and he knows he can do a better job as the captain rather than putting himself as a player too. So my hat's off to Jim. I think it was a great prediction, and we're going to see every hole of it.
Keegan announced this week that his six captains' picks would be Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Sam Burns, Cameron Young, Patrick Cantlay, and Ben Griffin. By all means, Bradley did a great job assembling this team. You know, it wasn't easy. You did have Maverick McNeely and Brian Harmon there at 10 and 12 on the points. He went with the better putters at the moment in Sam Burns and Cameron Young. And, Charlie, I think the biggest shock was the fact that Keegan did not pick himself. Many people believe that he picked a bit of a struggling Colin Morikawa over himself, considering Keegan won the Travelers no less than a month ago. But Morikawa, he is a two-time major champion. I think Keegan believes that in a month's time, Morikawa's short game issues will be fixed, and they will be on their way to victory. What did you think of that specific pick, Charlie?
Well,
Keegan not playing, it's something you called.
I just think it was common sense. He signed on to be the captain of a team that's really incredible experience. I remember when Dave Marr was chosen captain, and it was almost like a religious experience, and it was, you know, so fulfilling for him as a PGA captain, as a champion of the PGA Championship, and then an announcer, and he did a marvelous job. But he did have one of the best teams America's ever had. So I think Jim, he'd be looking down at everybody, or Dave.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a marvelous competition, because we're going to get to see the obnoxious New York fan, and they're going to be on our side. I mean, every time I've gone to a football game, and those people are crazy up there. So they're going to help us win.
They're out of control. They're out of control, Charlie. Casper Rudd, one of the tennis pros,
yes,
that's playing in the U.S. Open this week, he goes, you know, I really can't stand coming to New York, because all the stadiums, the whole city, it smells like marijuana. Everyone's drinking too much. You know, it is part of the city, but I will say one thing. I love a sports breeze through this city, whether it be, I mean, obviously we hate the Yankees being in Houston, but, you know, those fans are passionate. The Mets, you know, the Giants, Jets, they love their tennis, they love their golf. Very passionate about their sports, and you have to respect that. Charlie, one other thing Jim said was, you know, and I'll move on from Keegan after this, but he really mentioned that, you know, everyone was talking about how Arnold Palmer was the last playing captain, but he talked about how much responsibilities as a captain have changed over the last 60 years, and how, you know, it's just not possible. I think you've already said that multiple times, and you called Keegan's move, you know, here about 2 months ago. So great work there. You know, as far as Luke Donald's European team, Charlie, how about Tommy Fleetwood getting the job done last week?
That was a win for the ages. We're all rooting for a guy like Tommy, who's you know, came out of, you know, England and talked funny, and but he could hit a golf ball. Drives me crazy, his hairdo. I don't like his hairdo. I don't think
it's a little long for you, Charlie.
It's a little long. I don't think Hogan would appreciate that. But having said that, he showed a lot of class in that last round, standing up to all his contemporaries and putting together a winning day for himself and his caddy and his family. And I think it's just marvelous. You know, and you gotta root for great golf, whether it's, you know, from across the sea or it's here in the United States. And he played some great golf.
Yeah, no, he did. Won by three over Russell Henley and Patrick Cantlay, two American Ryder Cuppers. Fleetwood, you know, he finally got the job done in his 164th win. Mm-hmm. Charlie, when you watch him, and you know, it kind of looks like he works a little bit of a three-quarter backswing and finish. Is that something you would teach
Sure. If a person can do it, I mean, you got to have some different talents. But he's able to generate a lot of speed that way. There was a guy named Doug Sanders who had even a shorter swing. He could play inside of a garage, and you know, with you know, the way he took the club back. But Fleetwood has, you know, he's won a lot of tournaments worldwide. So your iron swing, especially, you know, a 3/4 iron swing is enough to create the distance that you need to hit a 7-iron, or you don't want to swing your 7-iron like you do your driver. You got to have an iron swing, and you got to have a metalwood swing, if you would. So I would encourage all the amateurs to tape the swings and look out how efficient their wedge swings are. And if you can hit the, if you hit 80% of your wedges on the green, your handicap's going to be single digit.
As far as what's going on at the European Masters there in the Swiss Alps, Adrian Sadier, he leads by 1 at 13 under. Matt Wallace is in solo second at 12 under. He's a PGA Tour winner, and he's just going to miss the European Ryder Cup team. Luke Donald won't finalize his last six until after the European Masters tomorrow, but his final six look set. You know, other star players you have up on top of that leaderboard going into the weekend. Matt Fitzpatrick is at 8 under, only a few back of Sadier, definitely contention with 2 rounds to play. Sammy Valamaki is at 7 under and a tie for 10th. So a ton of good golf going on there as far as the action in Switzerland at the European Masters, which is on Golf Channel now. Before we go to break, we have a quick word from our friends at the Texas Golf Hall of Fame.
Mike Booker, chairman of the Texas Golf Hall of Fame and holder of a record number of Texas Golf Association championships.
The Texas Golf Hall of Fame is the foundation of golf in our great state. So many great individuals, Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, Kathy Whitworth, Ben Crenshaw, Babe Zaharias, Tom Kite, and many more lead the way in making golf in Texas known around the world. Learn about the historic golf courses and the individuals that promoted the game through leadership, teaching, and passion. Texas and golf go hand in hand in the history of the game and camaraderie. Together we can honor the past, celebrate the present, and inspire future generations of Texas golfers. Golf is a sport for everyone, and I encourage you to experience the history of Texas golf digitally at texasgolfhof.org and share with your golf family and friends. That's texasgolfhof.org. See you on the course.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store. Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Charlie, Tiger Woods did not make a PGA Tour start during the 2025 season after rupturing his Achilles in March. But with his 50th birthday coming up in December, the 82-time PGA Tour winner will be eligible for PGA Tour champions in 2026. And your friend Ernie Els was asked about Woods earlier this week at a groundbreaking opening to recreation complex in Jupiter, the Els Center for Excellence. And here's what Ernie said. "Please come play, Tiger. I think it can only be beneficial to him. He will get himself in shape. You can ride a cart without any shame. And if there was one guy that should be able to drive a cart, it's him. And he can get his ass back in shape." Close quote.
That's great. That's Ernie and the guys are going to welcome Tiger back and because of what they did when he was younger, and then they enjoyed his company, and Tiger has grown in many different ways other than just a golfer. He's involved with his foundation. He's doing everything his dad said that he was going to do, and so I hope he plays a little Champions Golf. The golfers of yesteryear will enjoy watching him, and it'll help senior golf. And I can't wait till he comes to Houston to play in the Insperity Championship. Hopefully,
yeah, absolutely, Charlie. You think he will absolutely not have a problem in riding a cart? That won't be. You think he'll take up that opportunity?
I don't see why not. I mean, it's an exhibition. He's proven that he can win every tournament in the world. So now he's going to just come on out and enjoy the atmosphere that these Champion Tour events provide, what they do for the community. They raise a lot of money, and he can be part of that. So I think he'll do a wonderful job for both sides of the coin, for playing and being an ambassador for Insperity. We're really excited him joining the team, and that will only help everybody that's involved in Insperity's business.
Helping businesses grow so communities can prosper. That's what Tiger's going to help Insperity do, Charlie. In a big way, not only in communities, but on the golf course. They're going to be part of the Genesis Invitational, and it's a big now. You know, hopefully Tiger will go to the Insperity Invitational. I'm sure if he's healthy enough, with him being an ambassador, that means we're going to see him in the Woodlands once a year. Charlie, my question, back in the day when Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player, Arnold Palmer, when they were playing the Champions Tour, the Champions Tour had a primetime spot on ESPN, and now that Tiger has done a deal with ESPN with the indoor TGL league, I wonder if that's in store. I wonder if the Champions Tour could return to primetime ESPN.
You never know, but when you got Tiger at the front, he draws a lot of people, and the ratings would go through the sky, so hopefully he does that for the sake of the game.
Here's David, Charlie. Been reading a lot this year about Lucas Glover and the success he's had with the broomstick putter. Do you think this is something I should try?
Well, if you can't putt with a short putter, you got to try the longer putter. Some people do it really well. I've tried it, and I'm still trying to learn how to do it. But I think it's a good way to cure the yips for a lot of people, and sure, try it.
Yeah, it's not only worked for Glover. We were just talking about the Champions Tour. I mean, how good has Bernhard Langer been with the broomstick putter? Now, Charlie, just for listeners who maybe don't understand, maybe haven't used a broomstick putter, you can no longer anchor it on your sternum. Is that correct? It has to be off your chest?
Hello.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
My microphone
fell out of my ear. So,
hey, no problem. What I said was, we've seen Bernhard Langer, a legendary, two-time Masters winner who has had a stellar career on the Champions Tour. He rolls a broomstick putter, and for the listener at home that might not know, you can't, if you're going to use a broomstick putter, it can't be anchored on your sternum. Is that correct? It has to be off
your
chest?
That's correct. You can't anchor it.
Yeah. Got that. So, yeah, broomstick putter, obviously if you're struggling with the shorter putter. Charlie, when you work with students, at what point when you're working on them with their putting, do you try to stick with the conventional way of doing it, conventional grip, conventional putter? And at what point do you start switching up the grips or the putter?
Well, it just depends on the person. And if you think he's going to practice or she's going to practice, then you can make some changes. A change is only good if you practice it probably 20 hours in over a period of time, you can ingrain that into your vocabulary of putting strokes. So that practice is most important when you're trying to learn something new. So that's number one. And then number two, then when they start having some success and you go through, you know, the stance, the swing, and then you got alignment so there's so many different things you have to do to learn how to use that long putter effectively. And most people give up too soon. And I would hang in there, you know, commit 20 hours of practice and putting and playing with the longer putter before you make a decision one way or the other.
That's great stuff there, Charlie. Here's Ron. Charlie, 10 of the 12 U.S. Ryder Cup team members will play in Napa at the Pro Core Championship September 11th through the 14th. Keegan Bradley has been very adamant about all players being there. What kinds of things do you think they will do together when they're in the same city between now and the Ryder Cup?
Well, they'll have some good dinners, and they'll have some good time in the locker rooms, and they'll start, you know, planning and who's going to play with whom and how they're going to do the alternate shot. That's one of the keys to winning the Ryder Cup back. So they'll get together. They'll be happy. It'll be college dorm room. You know, everybody's going to be, you know, happy and fun and celebrating golf, and they're being able to make the hardest team in the world, which is the Ryder Cup, to make.
Yeah, it's very impressive. Ryder Cup team members that are committed, you know, it's all of them except Xander Schauffele and Bryson DeChambeau. Now, Keegan mentioned Bryson. You know, he's on LIV, so apparently Bryson tried to get a request from Procore that would let him play alongside his Ryder Cup USA members, and that was declined, Charlie. But they say DeChambeau's still going to be in Napa that week hanging out with his team. I don't have an update on Schauffele, but it seems like a very good time to get everyone together. I'm hoping to see some good play from Colin Morikawa there in Napa. I know he's been struggling, but, you know, six-time PGA Tour winner, 2020 PGA champion, won the 21 British Open as well. You know, if he can really get clicking for Beth Page, I it's really a complete team. And once again, you have 11 other members that are just playing some amazing golf. So, you know, Charlie, when you have the one player who maybe is not playing as well, do you see captains kind of wait to use those players until the Sunday singles, or might they play once in the Friday four balls?
Well, I think a good captain is going to have the players play at least once before Sunday's competition. Because if they leave them on the bench, their confidence is not going to get better. So they got to play and they got to get the feel for the atmosphere. So I would really watch that closely, but he'll give everybody an opportunity to play.
Well done. You guys are going to hear from Jim Nantz in just a second. It's an interview that Charlie and I did on Wednesday with Jim. We got the latest on CBS Golf, their record year. They had their best ratings since 2018. We talked with Jim about the Ryder Cup and Keegan Bradley's captain's picks. And Jim gave us a great preview of the Houston Texans season. And Jim was in town doing the ribbon cutting for the Nantz Leadership Society at the University of Houston. Opened up a new sports complex, opened up a new building. And Charlie, I know you were fascinated and really interested about how, you know, Jim now, you know, he's done everything, now becoming a teacher for the next generation.
And we're lucky that he's going to do that, but I've seen him grow up to be such a champion for everything. And more importantly, you know, his father died of Alzheimer's, and he went right ahead and started his own Alzheimer's unit here in Houston, and he's done so much for a lot of people. And forget about all his sports activities; it's the human care that he does around, you know, our country is really quite interesting, and it's he's a winner from the day one.
And that's why great companies like Insperity trust Jim and yourself to speak for them, Charlie. And we have listeners that they need help running their business, and they're feeling the pressure. Remote workforces, HR compliance, keeping top employees happy. They're just starting to feel a little bit boxed in, Charlie. I know you have a recommendation for them.
It's just very simple. Insperity is a unique company that's motivated by helping small businesses. And like they say, if they can get small businesses to succeed and be prosperous, communities will prosper. And that's their motto, and they've stuck with it for the last, since 1986. And it's a company that it's one of the best companies in Houston. And once you get a job at Insperity, the employees want to stay there. So that tells you a lot about what Paul Sarvadi and Steve Arispe and the gang put together, a company that is set up to help business succeed. So if you happen to have a small business and you want some help, log on to Insperity.com, give them a call, and I guarantee you, in a year, you'll say, wait, I didn't know I could do this, and they breed success. So what a team they would make with you and your small business. Insperity is a company that I just so happy to be able to represent. They are the best of the best.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN Houston. Jim Nantz is next.
Mike Booker, chairman of the Texas Golf Hall of Fame and holder of a record number of Texas Golf Association championships.
The Texas Golf Hall of Fame is the foundation of golf in our great state. So many great individuals, Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, Kathy Whitworth, Ben Crenshaw, and many others, lead the way in making golf in Texas known around the world. Now you can experience the history of Texas golf digitally at texasgolfhof.org and share with your family and friends. See you on the course.